Hey, what's up, everybody? It's James Champagne, and the title of this podcast show is Change Starts With You. And I know it's been a while since I actually recorded a podcast and published a podcast. It's been since February 28th to be exact. Now we're about to be in the second week of May, but a lot of change, a lot of turnover. I just created a TikTok probably about a month and a half ago. Been active on social media with different things relating to my athletic director position at my school, San Antonio Prep School. So it's been a lot of social medias and accounts to manage, but I appreciate the consistent followers and the consistent people that listen to the podcast and that are interested and that have reached out about more podcast episodes being made. But all my social medias are pretty much the same. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, @_CoachJamesChampagne. Facebook, James Champagne. All type of coaching stuff is related. Just recently accepted a summer internship position with UCLA to be a strength coach for the football team. So excited about that. I report May 23rd. I'm in my garage now, writing content and just thinking. It's currently Mother's Day. Not sure when I'm going to actually publish this specific episode, but Mother's Day is pretty hard for me. I didn't have a mother that died, but I have a story to tell, and it's been a challenging journey. I mean, biological mom, you know, didn't have a relationship with her at all. She had a lot of medical issues. She's still alive and all that stuff, but my dad raised me majority of my early years of my life by himself. But my dad raised me pretty much all my life, but by himself. He had me from my infant toddler years up until like the second grade time frame. Then he met my mom, my stepmom, but she's my mom that raised me. He married by the time I was 8 years old and divorced by the time I was 19. And then I joined the Army shortly after. And so. Women are great. Women are a blessing. Women are what make this country great. And women are why all of us are born in this world. But Mother's Day is pretty hard. You know, dating back to my biological mom, Mother's Day is hard because of my child's mother. Although my child's mother and I are starting a dialogue through text message and have a mutual understanding and get along mutually. And my mom that raised me, her and I have been in dialogue of recent for the first time in more than half a decade. So Mother's Day is really hard for me. I just want to shout out to all the moms, America, happy Mother's Day, regardless. I want to shout out happy Mother's Day to moms that have stayed true to me. My mother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? It's really like, you know, she's like mom for life, regardless, period. Shout out to a lot of my kids that I coach, their moms. Shout out to mentors that are mom, Simon Dwight McKnight, a couple of other people. But even though Mother's Day is hard for me, I still want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. And I just pray for strength. I just pray for guidance. I pray for being able to sustain. I pray for repairing my numbness. I pray for controlling my anger, my emotions, my tongue. I I pray that I'm able to still be honest without hurting feelings, and without putting my feelings under the rug. So yeah, I just want to shoot that out this upcoming month, and then the upcoming month in the summertime. So I'm going to be heading to UCLA and stuff. I am going to make a vow and effort to create content, publish content on my podcast, and we're going to get this going. If you have Twitter, if you have Instagram, if you have TikTok, please follow me @_CoachJamesChampagne. Or you can search my name, James Champagne, on all those social medias, on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can put James Champagne or Coach James Champagne, one of those. You will see me. I'm athletic director currently at San Antonio Prep School. And I am a summer intern for UCLA on the strength conditioning football coaching staff. So I'm freaking excited about that. And remember, you matter. You're chosen. You woke up like this, not because nobody told you, but because you said so. You're more than enough. And change starts with you. Be the example. Be the change that you want to see. Appreciate y'all.